Peace and all good from Franciscan Media. I'm Father Jim Sabak, and this is the Inbreaking of the Word. So we have made it to the 50th and the final day of the Easter season, but not a final day of the impact of Easter in our lives as believers. And that's important to remember always. Again, I said it, I'll say it again, I've said it before. Easter is not this weird kind of time sandwiched between penance on one side and penance on the other. We've got to break out of the fact, you know, that so many times we think of ourselves, it isn't a fact at all, out of the tendency or this kind of weird reality that basically sees us only as sinners and broken people and people who are trying to make it good with God because God somehow doesn't like us. And so the sacrament of penance looms so large and becomes a primordial or a preeminent sacrament, which really downplays the importance of Eucharist, which is the gift that is given to us by Christ himself. My body, my blood, myself, that you are supposed to eat and drink to become like me in the world. He never gives us the sacrament of penance. He tells us to forgive, yes, and just let it be that. Just keep forgiving and never stop forgiving. But we can only get the courage to forgive or the ability to forgive or the wherewithal to forgive because of the Eucharist. And the Eucharist is only possible because Christ is off the cross. He is risen from the dead, no more, no less. Without that reality, without that truth, then basically we are trying to control each other's lives and trying to tell each other how to live and trying to tell each other how to act and be in this world, which is not the case, which is not what faith brings us, which is not the gospel. And so on this 50th day that we have concluded, that we now move into summer and fall ordinary time in the Northern Hemisphere. In the Southern Hemisphere, we are moving out of basically winter and into spring, which is a whole other kind of dynamic. But still, we move into ordinary time following this Easter season. And what that means for us is to try to understand how to continue to live as an Easter people, as a people of Alleluia, not as a people of God have mercy, God have mercy, God of mercy. We are a people basically who know that great mercy of God, which only shows itself through acts of love and acts of love and acts of love again and again and again. Easter has told us this for 50 days. Will it last in our lives? That's something important again for us to consider as we move from the glory and the heights of Easter into now living out what Easter is in our daily lives this rest of the year and every year that follows. It's important to recognize too, is that once we move from Pentecost and the Easter season properly and into, in the Northern Hemisphere, summer and fall ordinary time, our Sundays are not Sundays of ordinary time. In the coming Sunday, we're going to celebrate Holy Trinity. Then we celebrate the body and blood of Christ, the Sunday that follows that. And then the third Sunday of June is given over to Saints Peter and Paul, again, in the fact of their leadership as basically the number one, number two, or number two, or number one, however you want to look at it, apostles, you know, of Christ to carry on this mission. All of June, those Sundays in June are given over to heights of glory still. And we don't really come into a summer of a Sunday of ordinary time until we get to July. And I believe it's the 18th Sunday in ordinary time we finally get to when we come to that first weekend July. So a whole bunch of things, again, that are happening, you know, within this month of June, you know, as we move out of Easter. It is too much for us to just contain into 50 days. And these Sundays that follow are also Sundays of joy, celebrating the Trinity, celebrating again this gift that Christ gives to us, his body and his blood, that we might become his body and his blood. And then Peter and Paul, to remember their witness and to continue to live in light of what their witness was. So before we get into all of that, Pentecost, a great vigil can be celebrated on Saturday night, again, with a number of readings, just as is the Easter vigil. Again, baptisms could happen then, confirmations can happen then. Pentecost is not a season of confirmation. And so all of those churches that say, oh, let's all confirm adults, whoever it is at Pentecost because of the coming of the Spirit, the Sunday readings, the prayers for Pentecost have nothing to do with confirmation. If you want to do that, do it for those who have yet to be baptized, but then wait and do confirmations for everybody else on another day. No, what Pentecost is us, again, remembering this Spirit that so energized that first community of believers that they went forth in joy to spread good news, not to sour themselves with penances and sadness and things that we put Christ on the cross and we're responsible because we denied him and anything else like that. That is not the case. That is not what Pentecost leads us to, and that's not what Pentecost asks us to remember. That first reading from Acts of the Apostles that has followed us all through the Easter season culminates basically in the coming of a Spirit that gives this early Christian community the courage to go out and proclaim who Christ was. That's our job. Not to sit basically and lament our brokenness and lament our pain and lament our sadness and our sorrows. It is not to keep confessing the same things again and again, because in somehow if we keep doing that, we're not going to do it again, which makes no sense. Because if we keep confessing it, it means that we're doing it. Stop thinking in ridiculous circles. Go out and proclaim good news, because that's what happens after the coming of the Spirit to that first community. That community still behind closed doors. That community still afraid to live what Christ has asked it to live. So Christ gives them the bump up, basically, of here is my Spirit. Here is the very Spirit of God. It is not the birthday of the church, and don't go in that direction either, because the birthday of the church basically can happen on that cross when Christ breathes his last, because there is the breath of Christ. Again, there is Christ's Spirit already at work in the world. Again, they don't recognize it, they don't believe it, and so it has to come in tongues of flame. But again, the church has already been born with Christ dying his last, saying his last breath, dying on the cross, and then being risen. The culmination of death and resurrection is what leads to a community being reborn. The first witnesses to that always women, women, women. Those who are called, again, to give life into this world are now witnesses of the new birth of this world by Christ's resurrection, by a newness that can never be broken by human failings, by human deceit, by human misfortune, by human mistakes, whatever it is. It is something that is new that remains. These new courses that Christ brings us to. We either have 1 Corinthians or Romans to tell us once and for all that we are people of the Spirit, that again, what has been given to us makes us new, and we live new because of Christ's Spirit that dwells within us. It is a part of us because we breathe it in with every breath that we take, because it has been given to the world in the breath of Christ that was given on the cross. And then in our gospel, basically we have two choices. Either we have a choice basically of peace that Christ, that the risen Christ gives to that frightened Christian community, those apostles hiding behind closed doors, that peace as not the world gives, but a peace that allows us to see through the brokenness and the pain and to know there is wonder and beauty. And we probably don't have to be told that by somebody else. Christ has told all of us himself, and that should be enough. Or love, to remain in Christ's love, and to out of that love to bring people together, to build unity, to put together what has fallen apart, that great, great Franciscan motto, to bring back together what has fallen apart, to bring back home those who have lost their way. That understanding of unity again and again and again, that is our call as believers. That is our call and our mission as people of faith. That is our call at first and foremost, always as Franciscans, to let that Spirit of Christ live in us, not behind locked doors of penance and sadness and brokenness, but in that life that the Spirit gives us, that we have felt all of these 50 days. It doesn't end. It cannot end. It should not end. Because if it does, then we forget. And whenever we forget, things die. We are not people of death any longer. We are not people who are lost in darkness. We are people who have been brought a great light by Christ's resurrection that pushes the world onto new courses, that changes the human history forever. Let us live out of that recognition, that reality, that truth always, and let that guide us to new and wonderful heights of glory. A blessed Easter season. May it continue in your lives from Franciscan Media, and may the Lord, as always, give you his peace.